Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and today we are discussing three levels of growth and taking your calls for on-air psychic readings. Hi, Neil.
I think we should define that growth.
What?
Three levels of growth could mean a lot of different things.
Yeah, so we're talking about the physical, mental, and spiritual planes in terms of the number system. Yeah, through, but we were shrouding with a bit of mystery.
Oh.
Sorry. I thought that we were going to, you know, make
three
it a little more exciting.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Okay. Anyway, so we have some callers in the queue right now, and we invite them to join us here on Blog Talk Radio as well as on Facebook and on Twitter. Those accounts are linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile. Call in number 914-338-0164 and press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. Everybody in the queue has currently pressed 1, so that's good. So what are we going to do? Shall we take our callers first, or should we get to
our discussion? Let's take a caller, and then we'll get on to our topic. We'll get to your – there's three callers right
there's
now.
There's three
we'll
callers.
All of them if you want to hang in there. Let's take a caller now. We'll start the show off with that.
So we'll take one caller and the first caller
and
in
then,
the queue,
and
then
we'll talk a little bit, then we'll take the second caller.
Okay, and then we'll talk a little bit and take
and
the
take
third caller. Okay, so 305 is our first, 908 our second, and 401 is the third caller. So we're taking all of you, but I think we're interspersing our calls with some conversation today. So please bear with us and stay in line. Okay, 305 is our first caller. Hi there.
Hi, Kristen, and hi, Neil. It's really cool that you're discussing those three levels, which I haven't heard yet, but I feel like I've done a major shift in my life because I literally have taken the plunge off the diving board and I'm into a whole new reality that's just coming towards me very quickly, and I'm taking all the opportunities and loving it.
Great.
Yeah, and I know that with the eclipse and changing from my fifth house going into my fourth house back into Leo, a lot of these things are affecting with the Aquarius Leo thing from my 10th house. And I remember talking to you in the springtime, Neil, and you were saying September was going to be a very big tumultuous shift for me.
Is this Eileen?
Yes. Hi, Kristen.
Yes. Okay. And Eileen, I don't recall your birth date, but I know that you're a 5 master number.
Yeah, 5. June 28, 51.
Okay. All right. So specifically, Eileen, what is your question today?
So everything that's unfolding for me right now regarding these changes that are coming up starting at the end of November, because I'm going to California for the first time.
Oh,
to
really?
Do a big, yeah. I mean, I've been there, but not to San Diego area, and it's a big exhibition, and I'm going to be bringing my artwork there to a whole different audience, and I'm really excited about it.
That's great.
So I wanted to know if you saw a validation on this, that I'm going to meet some important people there and make sales, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
So do you have to fund this trip yourself, or do they sponsor you or anything like that?
No. Yes, I do it all myself.
You do it all yourself, but you can write that off and everything, right, because you're self-employed, so that's the benefit of that.
But it's like the cost for the booth is normally, it's if I do street festivals, it's about 6 times what that booth costs. So I could be doing 6 shows for the cost of what it costs there.
You know what I mean? So you really are taking a risk by coming out and hoping that you're going to meet. What are the dates of the show?
28, 29, 30
Well, you know, Eileen, the 28th is actually the day in which you were born. She's born on the 28th, and that's the day of the show.
It's going to be
yeah,
she'll be
November.
Oh, November.
November. No, so that's
September.
Oh, September. What's wrong with me? I heard November. I'm having problems
no.
lately hearing on
September,
the show.
This month.
September.
This month.
September.
I leave
okay.
on the 26th, and the show is begins the evening of the 28th, and then it's 3 days, 27. It's the 28th, 29th, 30th, and Sunday. I guess it's the 31st. No, the 1st.
No,
the
no.
1st. It would be October 1st.
I always
no.
forget. Yeah.
Well, 3 days is 28, 29, 30. 29.
Well, she's saying it goes on to the Sunday. It would be the 1st.
Well, it's an opening evening is the 28th, but the show, the full show starts 29, 30, and the 1st. Do you guys,
the 1st.
Are you in California? Are you guys in California, or are you up in Washington like everybody else?
No, we're in California.
Are you near Del Mar?
We're in Long Beach, actually. So that's a couple hours, I think, away.
Oh, because otherwise I'd give you free tickets. You could come down there.
Oh, that would be so fun. We would love that. But it's a distance for us.
I have people coming from L.A., so I don't know how far up Long Beach is.
And L.A. is closer than, L.A. is closer to us, but we're closer to Del Mar than L.A. is. But
it's about 2 hours.
Yeah,
drive.
That would be kind
yeah.
of fun.
Yeah. But,
So the 28th, it starts on the 28th, she's born on the 28th.
Uh-huh.
The evening of the 28th, yeah.
Yeah, your year that you were born, and insofar that's connected to your master number 5, and you have completed a full 65 years of life, which in your master number factored into that, of course, is 13. So you've gone through 13 cycles of your master number. And you, because your karmic number, Eileen, is 32, and the doubling of that is 64, really what this means is that from between 64 and 65, these changes are going on with you again. So that 66 promotes a sort of a brand new rebirth year, which is what you're getting into. Considering that, the layer you're on right now, evolving in terms of maybe going to San Diego and actualizing yourself there with your art, it should be a comparatively thinking, a positive venture. I want to ask you an obscure question though, and if you can't answer it literally, go to the symbolic route. And that question is, what is your connection, if any, to hummingbirds?
Nature. Mother Nature and plants and flowers, which I have these paintings that I'm bringing are all with orchids and hibiscuses and butterflies.
I was going to ask if she had paintings with hummingbirds. Do you have any hummingbirds in your paintings?
Not yet, no.
Not yet.
But I could put one in my next
flowers.
One.
But the flowers there, which is...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I have a peacock and a flamingo in one. It's a beautiful painting. It's tall and vertical. It's gorgeous. Yeah. And then another one is horizontal, and that has all these orchids and two butterflies in that one.
Well, the hummingbird brings in the element of the flowers because when I was seeing the hummingbird, I was seeing the flowers.
Okay.
So that brings in that element. That the butterflies are sort of a cousin to the hummingbird. They're both nectar, that kind of thing.
They derive nectar from the flowers. And we just saw hummingbirds
right.
this morning.
No, we did. I think it's going to be a positive venture for you. I think you're moving into a new element of your existence. Don't forget your master number and your karmic number. They're not divisible. 32 equals 5, not divisible. So you go in multiples of 5 from birth and multiples of 5 from the age of 32 on.
So 2 years beyond her 5-year increments is where she has all other changes going on.
And because 64 is your karmic number 32 times 2, and you've gone through 2 cycles, and that was 2 years ago, now we're getting into the element of how we discuss Eileen's rebirthing in terms of your energy, which also promotes the idea of creativity and expression. So that's where we're going right now. And you said something about a new home. You said something in there about a new home?
No new home.
No.
Oh. Are you still living in the same house?
Maybe you're hearing a voice from beyond.
I am living in the same house. The only thing I did was a friend came and doused it, and I rearranged my office into another location in my house and moved my furniture around. So I set up different energy that way.
That's the new home. What you did in your home was you reconstructed it in such a way that it has a new energy in an old space.
Exactly.
And that's what you did with your life, and that's why I'm hearing new home. I heard it probably through the astral waves here.
Yeah,
and so
I'm doing a new website also, and a brand new website. I mean, everything.
Oh,
is
yeah,
like,
so that's a home. That's a home, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's another home.
In terms of, a virtual home.
If you want to participate in the website.
Oh, do you want to announce your web? Do you want to let people know where to find your
thanks.
Art?
Yeah, it's my name, EileenSites.com, EileenSites.com, and I'm on Facebook and also Pinterest.
Oh, when will the new website be done?
I'm believing by the end of September.
Oh, well, that would be good.
Amazing,
to get done, at the time that you're going to the
show.
Art show. Yeah.
Yes, that's what
I would definitely aim for that.
I'm encouraging the guy to do it with me. We started doing things yesterday, and the colors periwinkle are really important, and blue really important to me.
Okay, well, we wish you a lot of luck, and keep in touch with us.
I will. I'll keep in touch, and I'm listening to the rest of your show because I want to hear the three levels.
Oh, sure. I'll put you on mute.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for answering me. Thank you. Bye.
Of course. Bye.
Yeah, when we talk about the three, we'll get to other callers. We're getting some calls, but we want to intersperse
the calls
with a little bit of talk. Not too long, but we'll keep you amused, hopefully. First of all, there's so many different layers of energy. You have the layer of the body, the physicality of life, which is still very much connected to the karma elements. But it's also the journey that we take on the planet on just a physical level, the things we do in the physical body and how they affect our physical body and how they affect our physical walk, our jobs, the very, very concrete things that we do. The second level, it would be more of the mental energy, the mentality we put to those things, our mental state, our emotional state, our personality. We may live in our home, but our home has a certain personality. We may have a job, but our job has a certain energy around it. And our bodies, we all have human bodies, but not every human body is the same. And the kind of energy we put into the body, the physicality of the body, is part of the body state, the second level. That level is sort of in between the body and the third element, which would be the spirit. Because the mental state gets to it's kind of in a pickle regarding the elements of how does one survive on the planet and work through that through whatever means are possible in just position to how does one's faith get into it and the belief of something beyond the jurisdiction of the ego, how we think we control things and how we manage our creativity and how we conduct our lives. Getting into the spirit state is a big jump. You leave the gravity of the chakra fields. You're no longer in your body. You're in a state of, you're like in the outer space of spirituality, which means the cosmos and angels and guides and spirits, where you tend to think that the physicality and concreteness of your life is not totally in your hands. It's in a higher, greater essence. And in that regard, then the spirit, which is deep inside the body, starts to calculate how to work on a spiritual level. Now, sometimes that spiritual level is in conflict with the physical level. They don't always meet. And so that's where people freak out and they get emotional and they start to lose faith and they go into depression. Depression is really falling back downward into the body, into the physicality of the body. And you're and really one of the things that's compressing that is the mind. So the mindset is like an elevator. The mindset usually gets to move either
downward
to the bottom
upward.
Floor or up to the top floor.
Right. And, you know, regarding three levels, I mean, we're simplifying it because everybody is going to have a different mixture of physicality, their mental, their mental level and the spiritual actualization. So,
yeah. Well, when you look at it in that percentage, it's about a 33 and a third, like the long playing records per state. You know, 33 and a third for physical, and then the same for mental and the same for spiritual. But it doesn't always work that way. Mystics, people who leave the concerns of the world, people in nunneries and hermits and just people that let go of the earth, they're more or less, their category of element is going to be the percentage of the third level is extremely
it's going to be
high.
Higher,
obviously. And they're not really concerned about cars, homes, art shows, creativity, TV shows. That it doesn't concern them. They don't even read the paper. They're in deep meditation. Now, for most of us, we try to commingle the three levels together so that those three levels, right? We have three levels in regard to ourself as a being. Now we have three in one, which is four, which is balance. So we try to usually balance the elements of our life. Our physicality is balanced with our mental state. Our mental state is balanced with our spiritual state so that we still have the option of operating in the earth and being involved with the planet and still remaining mentally clean and clear, and we have a spiritual agenda. And we don't let that spirituality, that mentality be confused with the troubles and errors and difficulties of the earth. Most of us do. Chris and I hear a lot of people say, look, I'll do the spiritual stuff after I get these things settled in my life. I need to get my home. I need to do this. And so they tend to separate spirituality as though it were conditional on what's happening on the planet. Well, that clearly makes a division. And that's what our topic is about, the divisions. But we're also trying to establish, why not always look at all three instantly, simultaneously. And see them as that you can't have one without the other.
Like the Trinity.
Like the Trinity, yeah.
The Trinity.
So, you know, you have to think that when you're looking at life, your brain has the power to see everything as a nucleus. Everything is encapsulated within the circumference of your life. And that nucleus is about the concentration of spirit. So if you have that zone going on, which is the most abstract of all of our states of being, physicality, first stage being the most concrete, spirituality being the most abstract, then you have this idea that maybe you can use a lot more momentum in your walk of life than just your sheer ego and the conditions that are set upon it. So I want to get to our other callers. It's just some brief statements we want to make about the introduction of, and people can comment on it. But
yeah, we
do
invite
we are here for callers too. Sorry.
So 908. Hi.
Hi, it's Eva. How are you?
Hi, Eva. I thought that was you. 10/17/60 25/7. I do remember your birth date, so that's good.
Nice.
How are
you?
How are you feeling? 10/17/60.
I'm feeling better. There's still things I need to figure out that I think aren't even related to my surgery and stuff. So, I mean, I'm trying to work on that. And kind of the issue and the question, I guess, is kind of around not feeling like I can, you know, focus enough to get things done. Like, everything is confusing. Everything doesn't seem to work out. You know, and I'm trying to, like, just get things done. And that never seems to happen.
Hmm. So what specifically are you looking to accomplish, like, in the next month or so? What are your goals?
It's details like I'm just trying to find a doctor who I can get as much of it covered by my insurance, and like I call them and I can't get a straight answer. I can't get a straight answer from doctors how things will be coded sometime, what's covered, what's not. And I'm just trying to do this in an affordable way. Like stuff like that. I mean, I'm still trying to figure out bills. I can't seem to wrap my head around it. I'm trying to figure out switching and going on to Obamacare. I'm certainly eligible for that and stuff. And I haven't done it yet because I don't know where it would be best for me to consider my residence to get a decent plan. Like there's just a lot of, I think, research I have to do that I don't seem to be able to do for whatever reason.
Everything confuses me. Yeah. It's uncertain what's going to happen with that as well.
Exactly.
Well, so that's...
Well, that's, you know, here, you have, what where you're at right now, Eva, is you need to be in... You're bemuddled and confused and overwhelmed.
Befuddled.
Befuddled.
Yeah, it's befuddled.
Well, I call it bemuddled.
But you're making up a new one.
Words, so there we go for coining new words.
But that's great.
You're bemuddled and befuddled, bewitched and bewildered. How's that?
Bothered and bewildered.
Well, I'm using bewildered. I happen to like that show. Eva, what's happening is that the course to you finding clarity in the physical energy, this is what we're discussing today. How do we clear our physical walk? And every time you go to clear it, you go to your mind and you get lost a little bit because the physicality of your walk, which is how do you get the insurance and the doctors and everybody to agree, all that's physicality. And then you try to strategize it through your mind, but you have a block in your chakra number 6. Is a block. So it's confusing the actualization of your walk because there's actually a block there. To tell you the truth, if we were to unblock chakra number 6 in your head, you would have all the answers and clearly see the whole path as to how to make this work. You know, there was a movie about the woman who saw how you could corral cows.
Temple Grandin.
Yeah.
What is it?
And she saw it. She visualized it.
I've never heard of the movie.
Yeah.
It's spectacular.
Oh, I would like
remember
that movie.
And I thought you would have seen it. Well, look how she, you know, it was a mess. Everything was a mess. And she saw, and she had mental problems too.
Right.
And she saw, but she had a gift. And she saw in her third eye how it would work. Just like the, you know, most of our very gifted people can see things happening before they happen. There was another movie about how somebody avoided an accident by visualizing beforehand how the physics of their motions would affect the outcome of the accident. And they actually avoided it. It was some other movie was out. But this is the thing that you have, Eva. You have to think like her.
Okay.
You have to start to go into your sixth chakra and first of all say to your sixth chakra that you own it, that you're an occupation of it, and that you know where the control panels are, which has to do with breath and clarity of thinking. But don't befuddle yourself with the idea that you're overwhelmed. Because if you're overwhelmed, you've already planted that into your sixth chakra, and it's going to obey you by starting off being overwhelmed.
And she has, I mean, you can see in the code, she has a 6 next to a 0, so that is a peril for her.
Yeah, and okay. She's a master number 7, which is in her fire number.
And it's also in her 1967.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So first of all, what you have to do, Eva, is cross out no excuses. There's no excuses for this. You cannot excuse and say, well, you know, I would do that. I tried to do that. I can't do that. No excuses. What you have to do is say to yourself, got it. My sixth chakra holds the clues and the answers to my dilemma. And if I utilize that and nurture that, everything's going to fall into place. I'm going to get my answers. I'm going to get my clearance. And everything comes out dandy. Chris and I do this all the time, and it works for us. And when we see people, when they do it correctly, they contact us and say it worked. So it's just, there's some evidence here that there's more to this, and this is nothing earth-shattering. This is nothing new, I'm telling you. But you have a problem there. Why it got there, I'm not sure. You know, sometimes in the in our history of life, we get all screwed up because our parents get divorced. We get knocked around a lot. We've had a couple of harsh disappointments. Your energy suggests a pretty harsh upbringing, emotionally, difficulties. And so that could have gotten in the way of the way you process things. And you're having a problem processing things right now. So we link it to the physicality, the first level of your life, and say, Eva has had problems in her upbringing. That's physicality.
Right. So she needs to be grounded in order to actualize her six chakras.
Grounded and rethink, reorganize her upbringing into something positive. I don't care if you have to delude yourself and say, I had a wonderful upbringing. It was wonderful. Leave It to Beaver was modeled after my family. Or Father Knows Best. Oh, yeah, that was you. Tell your brain something else. What good does it do to linger in the dark? So that's what you need to do. We've got to get on. But that would be the first clue. Reconstruct your sixth chakra and put in some positive, healthy delusional thinking is what I would say. And work with that, Eva, and let's see if we can begin the process. It can be reversed. What you're feeling can be reversed and set on a higher course. I'm convinced of it.
Cool.
Okay, Eva.
Thank you. That sounds awesome.
Good. Do you feel better?
I do.
Good. Keep in touch and let us know how things go.
Yeah.
You can always reach out after the show
Feeling better is a premonition, because if your feelings are better, your actions are going to stand through this.
Okay.
Nice.
Good
Thank
luck,
you.
Eva. You're welcome.
Thank you, too.
Okay. 401. Is this Fernanda?
Yes, it is, Kristen. Hi, how are you? Hi, Neil.
Good. How are you? She's 725, 1967. She's a 37101. What's going on? I actually thought of you yesterday. I thought of you yesterday and was wondering how things were going. So you called today.
You're so good. You are so good. Things are pretty much still the same. I am going back to court now again in September.
What's the date? Real quick.
September 18th.
Okay.
But he seems to have gotten worse. He was actually at the house this Monday, and he looks like death has come over him.
Okay, so his birthday is 6/22/74. He's a 31/4.
Yes.
And just to rebrief you, Neil, on her situation, she's involved. I mean, her husband ended up leaving, and he's involved with a woman that you perceived to be doing black magic. Wasn't there something on your doorstep or something like that, Fernanda?
Correct.
So there's been problems
Correct.
With that, and he's involved probably in drinking or drugs, and he's not fulfilling his responsibilities in terms of paying what he's supposed to pay according to what the courts have ordered, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So what exactly is your question on this today? Because you're saying things have not changed.
Not so far as like financial wise, but like I said, with him physically, and I think mentally things are changing. Like I said, he looks like death has come over him, and I heard that him and her things weren't doing well at all.
Okay.
So
well, that's
I don't.
That's
know.
A good thing for you, I mean, in terms of that breaking up, but, you know, as far as the rest of it.
I don't know if it's true. Right. I just don't even know if it's true, though. You know, if they're just saying this because they're saying, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I just.
And you're still. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying when he was here to get his some of his tools on Monday, he looked horrible physically, but even like emotionally, he just looked very, I can't explain. It was like, I had like a sense that something is definitely not right with him.
And what was the interaction like real quick between the two of you?
It was, this time it was like, better than in the past. In the past, when he's come here, he's actually been he filmed every time he came over. He was filming the whole time he was at the house. This time he didn't, but we were basically just talking about his tools. So
you were talking about his tools. So it was just kind of cordial and based.
Correct.
Just the conversation was nothing else but what he was there for.
Correct.
Yeah.
And she still wants to stay with him, which, you know,
well,
I don't know.
I know. I'm crazy.
Well, it's
you know,
not crazy.
We're talking about the levels, three levels today, and he's caught in a quagmire. He's caught in the emotional state of his life. Now that is one because he lacks anything in spirituality. Forget it. It's not there. The second part is the physicality. So his emotions and his physicality are starting to overwhelm each other. And so you're seeing that he looks horrible and all this stuff, and he's having trouble with the other party there. So all of this is about the battle that's going on in this man's state of being between his emotions and his physicality, his body walk. He's worried about his tools, but that's symbolic. He's worried about his trade. He's worried about the foundation of his life. And right now what he's realized is that in leaving the island, your home, and going out in the boat with this woman, the boat's starting to sink. And he's feeling a little bit desperate. But he's right now too far to swim back. He made an appearance at the home, but emotionally he's not able to gather up his resources enough to be frank with you and to open up and to be vulnerable and to return home. Why? Because she still has her clutches on him. But those are deadly. That's like the claws around the mouse. Those are deadly energies, and they're inevitably going to destroy him if he doesn't work himself out of it. Now, the court date on September 18th might just help you along that line. And, you know, I don't know if your attorney is going to be, we don't want to get into those matters, we don't have time, but if there's going to be some dialoguing going on that might enhance your stability there, you're probably going to be getting it.
The last court date didn't go well, though, right, Fernanda?
Well, it went well as far as to my side, but what happened was he had to agree upon paying, and he agreed, but he just hasn't made any payments since.
Right, so I should have.
Yeah, but that's not
going to
catch up with him. That will catch up.
Can't
with
they
him.
Attach his wages or something like that? I mean, isn't there?
He's
like...
self-employed, so he keeps telling us that he's not working. But I know but that's another thing. Since then, actually, his partner, which was his brother, has left the company, and his company is definitely going belly up.
And he's in, like, manual labor. That's what he does, construction or something.
Correct.
You know, it's funny
Correct.
Because this is mirroring somebody else we deal with.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have another client with a similar situation that went through this a few years back more intensely because they're divorced now. But it's reminding me of this.
Here's your best plan of action. You remain steadfast and consistently stable in the eyes of the court. And what we feel is going to happen is that your husband's going to continue to self-sabotage. The players around him and the events around him are actually going to help you. So the curses around him are actually going to become in your favor. They're starting to feed on him.
Okay. Is that why he's looking so bad, Neil?
Yeah. Yeah, it's starting to affect them. So we might have to look at this more in a subtle form of just you remain consistent and watch him deteriorate more and more. And then maybe by September 18th, there might be enough energy to where he has no defense. But that's kind of our game plan right now. That's our game theory as we speak.
Okay, Fernanda.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you. I'll let you know afterwards. Thank
please
you.
Please do. Yeah,
yes,
please do.
Thank you both.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks, Fernanda.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, we're trying to get some of the dialogue in about our topic while we're talking to people because we've got such a lot
of We have
list
a huge of list of callers, and there's a private caller that just came in. Private caller, actually, if you could call back with your number unmasked because we want to see your phone number if you're going to call. So we won't take the call until it's unmasked. 617-302 and 818 have not pressed 1. So we're not sure if you want a reading. 617 area codes, 302 area codes, and 818 area code have not pressed 1. Okay. So 302 has. Let's take 302. Hi.
Hi.
Who's this?
Hi. My name is Gloria.
Hi, Gloria. How are you?
Good, thank you. I'm calling because I'm concerned about my son and his life choices, and I really just kind of want to get a quick, idea maybe from Neil about where he thinks the situation might lead to.
And have you called the show before?
No, I haven't, but I listen to it every week, so...
What is your birthday, Gloria?
Mine is 2/10/69.
Mhm.
And my son's birthday is 8/29/89.
Well. Okay, 8/29. You just had a birthday.
Yeah. He's kind of dealing with some shady people. He's experimenting with drugs. I feel like he's going through like this spiritual battle with himself, and right now it just doesn't seem like a good situation. I've been trying to talk him into getting some help. He doesn't think he needs it. Typical attitude that these, young people think that they have everything in control, but obviously, by the way he looks and the way he behaves, you can tell that things aren't really good right now with him.
What's interesting, did you get the same, I'm adding that up, that's a real high karmic number.
No.
He's a 46101 in numerology. That's as high, yeah, that's about as high as you can go. Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, 82999 would be like a 47. So you 89. Can get a little 89. Higher, but, right, but I'm just, what I'm saying is that we're talking about how high his karmic number is. I mean, you really aren't going to exceed 47 in karmic mm-hmm. numbers. So that means he has, when he came back to the planet as a 46101, and that means that 46 years of his life are, it's like a 46-year sentence. The karma is more intense for those first 46 years. Yourself are a 28101. So you've got, at the age of 28, there should have been a change for you. For him, he's not going to experience that major change until the age of 46. So he'll have other changes. But
he's 28.
Oh, he's 28 years old.
So
I didn't
his,
work yeah. that out.
So his numbers going backwards are 2 and 8. And then you could also look at his numbers going forward and being 2 and 9. We're talking about his month and day.
So this is a time of change for him, yes, but he's still in that 46 year.
It's a time of change, but what's happening with your son, Gloria?
Yes,
he's
is that there's a there from the beginning of the his connection to the earth, troubling energy with father figure. Now, what element of trouble has there been between your son and his biological father?
His biological father has not been around.
Yeah.
He has a stepfather, though.
Oh, is that a better relationship?
Not really. His stepfather
is
kind of detached.
Yeah, well, you see, Gloria, the problem, the stepfather is one issue, the biological father is the other, and the sense of abandonment and the element between the father and son, the bond has been broken, and the trust has
right.
been broken.
And
right. because your son is ultimately a very sensitive person, he's
yes.
really sensitive, and he's really, to tell you the truth, aside, very gifted. He's not
yes, I know
a fellow.
Yeah, I know.
You, in this lifetime, you're not going to be able to solve it because of the female energy. And then what you try to do is you muster up enough of your male energy, if you will, but it just becomes confusing to him.
Makes
you know,
sense.
It's like, yeah, it just doesn't work. So what's going to have to, and he's in with a bad crowd. That's, unfortunately, this is the way it goes.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that I'm, there's one symbolic element, and it's weird because we just got done with the other caller, but there's one symbolic element that may be taken literally or symbolically, and that is art.
Oh,
what
our
is
first
your,
caller?
Yeah.
What she
is
may
your
not heard
son,
that call.
What's that?
I said she may have not heard that call. I don't know if she was on the
air. Well, where does your son stand in terms of artistic endeavors?
He loves to doodle. He loves to draw. He loves music. So
that's art.
Okay,
our
all of that
is
art. And our former caller wasn't an artist, too. Our second caller.
Our first caller.
Our first caller. Was it our first?
It was our first.
Yeah, our first caller. Okay, so what the best, and Chris and I work as a team. So whenever callers, whenever you call, always address Chris and I as a team because we work as a team.
Right.
And so I feel more comfortable because every caller we have, Chris and I work together. And so we can't separate because then it becomes my energy and not hers. And then we got all mixed up when we work together. So we
okay,
want
okay, well, I apologize for that.
Oh, no, that's
don't
okay.
Don't apologize.
Oh,
you don't
need
to apologize.
There's a reason behind it, because we want the male-female psyche to be working together in one unit for our calls.
And, you know, I just want to state something. Neil has been doing this type of work for, 40 years, and I came into his life, 6 years ago almost? 6 years ago we met.
Wonderful.
I met him on a radio show. And so, you know, part of my, you know, I was in a totally different field. Anyway, long story, psychic interest, psychic ability, but really not developed. And so part of our union is about my psychic involvement, psychic development, and the union of our third eyes together. So while, you know, my experience in history may not be as long as Neil's, this is still about this this
our current grouping
and, on the radio.
And so
and
what
elsewhere.
What we do, Gloria, is we actually merge our energies together. We're actually working on in this cycle of energy together when our callers call and when we work outside of the radio show.
Which we do. We work on our
phones. Oh, yeah, definitely.
And
work
our
on,
clients.
We do this. This is
every
our
day.
Life occupation. So when we
right,
are
right.
in that zone, we're working constantly together.
Right.
And I think
right, so you complement each other.
Yeah, it's like the left and right, the all the energy fields, it's going to enhance. What we want to do, and this is an excellent thing for you, because what we want to do for your son is bridge together the male-female aspects of his life.
Okay.
Now, if Kristen and I can form an energy field and send that in thought form over to your son, we might be able to break up this harsh, rude crowd that he's around and change things around from the direction he's going.
And what I think also is somewhat synchronistic is the fact that Gloria, you're calling about your son who just turned 28, and that's your karmic number. So
isn't that something?
An interesting note as well.
Yeah, that's a good point. So we might be able to look at a crossroad here. Now, there might be, I wish we had more time, you can always call back, but there might be other positions of thought that might increase this breakup, because the first thought is to break up, to get them away from these people. And maybe
right.
maybe there's a way through the astral fields to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's possible. That's our first
right.
thought. We know you might have other questions, but we're right now, this is the one we're tackling. And so
right.
it's a process. and we can start with that note now.
Okay.
Does that help, Gloria?
Yes, it helps. I mean, it makes things, I mean, I, regardless of the situation, I just feel like, you know, it, and even though it may not get a whole lot better, I feel like he's a very strong person. He has a strong personality, and his will to live is there. So I think that's a positive. So you
yeah.
just, you know, help with that.
Okay,
you know, you
so
just helped.
We have two things we'll be doing. One is enhancing his creativity and maybe finding better mentors that come into his life through that field. Then all
right.
then, aside from these destructive modes that are taking the place of a father figure, that's getting them mm-hmm. all messed up. We'll go on
right.
that route first, present the energy there, report back to us and see if there's any sudden changes.
Okay.
What's his
all
name?
All right, thank you. Anthony.
Anthony. Okay, I would just want to put that down. All right, Gloria, yes, do report back to us, and we
okay.
thank you for your call and for listening.
Thank
I'm glad
you.
To hear we have listeners.
Thank you.
Outside of our callers. Okay,
mm-hmm.
take care.
Bye-bye. You too.
Bye. You know, what's interesting about Anthony, I mean, obviously he has the 29 in his day, which is troublesome. That is trouble. But he's got an 8-9 also on the karmic side and then the 8-9 in the transcendent side, which can be...
Well, he does.
Challenging.
It can be challenging.
But it
don't
can
forget,
also, go ahead.
Gloria's first time doing that.
That's right.
So there's a link between the two of them. Together they become what?
A two.
A two.
Which is his.
By way of 11.
Yeah, 11.
So there's trouble
the two,
in that zone. And here again, we're dealing with a sort of second layer and first layer energy. Most people that call are going to be battling with the emotional,
physical,
the mind
slash,
and the body.
Right.
Most people don't really call us and say, I'm having trouble believing in God. You
with
know,
my
I
faith
mean, they're
or
not in,
whatever.
They're, I mean, they do call sometimes with those positions, but most of our callers are in the body mindset of energy. I guess the advantage of calling us is that we try to bring in the third element to show how it can manifest and affect the other two energies, because spirit does have a power that can supersede anything that the emotions or the planet itself has to offer.
Well, and that's what we do when we work on energy for our callers, is we, you know, utilize the spiritual realm to manifest physical results.
Exactly. I mean, our job is to try to show how real that element is, and so hopefully that's being accomplished.
Okay, we've got a couple more callers, 818 and 617. 818 and then 617. Okay, who's this, please?
Hi, it's Kara. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi, how are you, Kristen? How are you, Neil?
Hi, Kara.
I've called before.
Yeah, I know exactly who you are. You're a 37101 too, right? And are you born in December?
1969.
Okay, so you're not born in December, but I knew it was toward the end of the year. And Kara, I was thinking about you a couple days ago too. So.
Really?
Yeah, I really was. And I was thinking, where
okay.
is she? We haven't heard from her for so long.
Well, I'm in line with the subject today. You know, I think it's been about 3 months since I've spoken with both of you, and you know, I've moved and I've
yeah.
been with my
did
cousin
you go to
up in
Palm, huh?
No, I didn't. I did not. I kind
okay.
of got rerouted to my cousin's house, and she opened up her home to me in Calabasas temporarily, of course.
Oh, nice. That's
really
a nice area.
It's so nice. I'm way up in the hills. But in any case, I have a few setbacks that I think kind of, when listening to Neil today, I feel that, you know, within the structure of success and monetary needs, you know, I'm living car accidents and...
Kara.
Yes.
You're echoing
yes.
badly and then fading out. We can't even understand you.
I'm sorry. Is that better?
Oh, that's
way
better.
Better. Yeah. Go on.
Okay, good. Okay. So I was in a car accident and, you know, just just kind of things that set me back, but it actually grounded me and made me be very, very in the moment up here in Calabasas, you know, kind of trapped. But in any case, it was about the beginning of this month, it was time to kind of get myself back in the realm of transportation. I bought another vehicle and I got another car accident. So in the end of it, it really, I don't know if that is kind of the same thing. It really kind of led me to a new momentum, and it's somewhat of a relief. And, I've decided to kind of take a move again, and this time it's forced by the circumstances, and I'm kind of pleased about it. And I just wanted to get a kind of a good insight from both of you.
Real quick, because we've got, we have to fit in another caller before our show ends. So really quickly, with the accident, were you at fault? Like, is the insurance,
yes.
What's happening with the accident?
I rear-ended someone. So it was my fault, and it really upset me because I just felt like my, you know, I've never been in an accident. I've been driving since I'm 47. And, you know, forever in California.
Right. And so there were two accidents, though?
I'm doing too much. I'm going nowhere. And it just was, my energy was all off. I had a lot of, like, active energies that were just no direction. And, so that's that.
So you're thinking of moving again? Because I want to make sure we are understanding.
I'm moving. I have to move, yes.
Out of your cousins, because this was just a temporary situation.
Temporary thing, and I really need to, she just got married. It's a new home, and, you know, I've been here for the summer. It's worked out great, but it's just time.
Do you have a place in mind that you're moving?
Florida.
Wow.
Yes.
And do you have a place to live?
I will, yes. I mean, you know, I'm. It's all kind of, the path is kind of just happening very easily for me. I know no one there, and I that's part of the interest, and I just kind of need a new.
Okay, so
yes,
Kara. So what's happening is, in terms of you being 47, you have gone 10 years past the age of 37, which was a huge karma change for you at 37. Now, 37 equals 10 equals 1.
So it's 10 years
beyond.
So
the 10 years beyond 37, your age now, this demands a change. And so your change right now is a dramatic one.
But it's also involved in the first chakra, the foundation of her life, because she's moving, which is her master number.
Your master number, and as well as the numbers in your month.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're doing is you're making this change over to Florida. And from there, what you're going to have to do is think of life as being step by step. When someone has a leg problem and they see a lot of steps, they take one at a time. They don't think of the whole step. They just think one at a time, one at a time, one at a time. And then they get to the top. What you have to do right now in terms of the steps of your life is consider one step at a time. Define your step, take it, platform yourself on it, get your security, and then go to the next step. And each step will be designated by progress.
I feel like we're at an AA meeting.
I'm not an alcoholic.
No, I'm teasing, but they, you know, they do the steps. They do the steps.
Yeah,
and those
I hear you.
12 steps.
It makes sense because I started doing the steps here. Like, I know the steps as far as just achieving, you know, the security, stability, et cetera. You know, it's kind of mundane here, and I've done it before. I just feel that I need to be taken out of my element to kind of
motivate.
But you can still do steps within the location change.
Yeah, but what you're doing is you're shedding your skin. You're transforming, and then there's going to be a flight. So you're leaving this nest as a form of a transformation. Think of it as a transformation and the shedding of an astral layer of your body. You're getting rid of karma. You've been fortunate enough to stay there for the summer and shed yourself of some karma to get your head back on. And so you're going to have better, you're going to have better foresight, and you won't, therefore you won't be, listen to this contradiction. You'll have better foresight, so you won't be rear-ending another element.
Yes.
You had foresight and rear-ending. It's a contradiction. But the foresight means you won't be rear-ending. You'll be allowing yourself a certain healthy level of distance so that you have time to stop and think. This is the time to stop and think so that you can move forward without stumbling. It's a beautiful passage in your life, and look forward to it.
Okay, Kara, we've got to take another caller before the show ends.
I love
so
you guys.
I,
thank you.
So sorry to cut the short. Well, we love you too. Thank you.
Bye.
Keep in touch.
Awesome. Yes, I will.
Okay, good luck. All right, 617 is our final caller. And I'm having a problem bringing them on and muting. What's going on here? 617, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Sheba.
Sheba. Oh, that's a nice name. Rare.
Thank you.
Where, have you seen Solomon lately?
The Queen of Sheba.
I saw him at the Dollar Tree. He looks like a mess.
Okay. Neil actually astroprojects to the Dollar Tree, but that's another story.
Yeah, I like to see
them. What he missed.
I'm so stupid. I keep looking for their bargains, and everything's a dollar.
I'll tell that story on Friday, actually. So, okay, what's your birthday, Sheba? Real quick.
7773.
7773. That's a lot of sevens. Or equals seven. Okay, so what is your question?
Okay. Just been having a lot of difficulty seeing eye to eye with my husband in the last 15 months since we've had a child. So it's been very difficult.
Oh, wow. So you had a child, and it's not, I'm sorry to hear that. What's his birth date? 2/10/73. Okay. Well, we got to pack this into a short little amount of time.
So let me tell you one problem that I'm picking up on, Sheba, is that your husband's manifesting depression. There's a depression. Now, how it's coming out in his behavior is another element of concern, but there's a depression going on with him, and that's why you're not seeing eye to eye since you've had your child in the last 16 months. We'll give you another minute. Do you know of any depression factor that he may be going through?
His mother has ovarian cancer.
And is he close to her?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's a mama's boy.
Okay. So that element needs a certain type of therapy with him. The loss of his mother and what he's going through. There needs to be a qualified somewhere in the scope of life. There needs to be some therapy intervention with him, because he's going to unfortunately not see eye to eye with you because he's losing a female figure. You're a mother. You just had a child, and it's bringing up issues with him. So it's a complex matter, but he does need some guidance. But we pinpointed the problem.
Okay.
Because otherwise your marriage is will be secure.
Okay, because right now it doesn't feel that way.
I know, but you know, when you're throwing up, you don't want a plate of spaghetti. He's sick right now. He's sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's sick with depression.
Where we go from there is probably not something we have time for, obviously, on the show. We're at the end. Sheba, you can always call us back on the show. We're back on the air on Friday because I know this was short. Or you can connect for a personal reading at 562-596-7818. But that's the beginning of the story.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. That's some, at least some insight, because he doesn't
believe
in that.
Yeah, that's some insight, and you can call back, you know, you can call back and maybe get a little bit more information that might help.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care. All right, we are back on air on Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Thanks, everyone.